Is homemade always better than store-bought? It should come as no surprise that KNKX's Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson disagree, at least when it comes to mayonnaise, on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nancy, finally did it.
What did you do now, Stein?
After all of these years reading about how, homemade mayo is so superior to that stuff that you buy in the jar, once you try it, you'll never go back. And finally, I came across a recipe for 2-minute blender mayonnaise. That's the one for me. Last night, I made the stuff, so I finally can say I've made my own mayo.
Tell me about how you can make it in 2 minutes. That seems like a pretty short order. And also, how much mayo do you get by the end of it?
I got about a cupful out of it. It did take longer than 2 minutes, but not much longer. This is J. Kenji Lopez Alt's method from Series Eats. You need an immersion blender, a cup, or some kind of a vessel that has a bottom just barely large enough that the head of the blender can fit flat against the bottom. Very important. Into this thing, you put one whole egg, some mustard, a little bit of lemon juice, and then 1 cup of oil, any kind of neutrally flavored oil, not olive oil. Stick the blender straight down until it's resting against the bottom of the vessel and let her rip. Naturally, I'm thinking it's going to be a fiasco. It'll never work. But you know what? It did. Within a few seconds, it was starting to turn into mayonnaise. And after about, maybe 2 minutes of doing that, mayonnaise.
You were amazed.
I was a mayo-mazed.
So how was it?
You know, it was okay. It wasn't like some blinding light burst in my face and I said, this is what mayo was meant to be. I really think I prefer the bottled best foods. Full disclosure, I'm also a lover of Velveeta. It was fun to do, but I don't think I'd bother to do it again. And I know that right now there are any number of people listening who are saying, either you did that wrong or you have lousy taste.
Okay, well, Stein, you know what? I am that.
Are you that person?
Because when you... Yes, I am. Because even though I regularly use best foods, I loved the mayonnaise recipe that I made just before we got talking. There's a new Cook's Illustrated coming out, and then I got an email version. It's for people who are freaked out about raw eggs. And what it has you do is pasteurize the egg yolk. So it actually keeps for up to a month. You gently stir water and egg yolks and lemon in a bowl. Then you microwave it, stirring it gently every 10 seconds until the mix thickens. And you have to use one of those, temperature gauges?
You mean a thermometer?
Yeah. And then you have to use a thermometer. And when it registers 160 to 165 degrees, it's done. Uh-huh. So then you add like a 1/4 cup of oil, salt, mustard, sugar, and you whisk it. You strain it through a fine mesh strainer into a food processor. And then with it running, you just drizzle very slowly the remaining 1 1/4 cups of oil. And dang, I'm telling you what, it was delicious. It was so much better because I tasted it next to my best foods. And it was lemony and a little mustardy and absolutely delicious. I would use this for French fries or sandwiches, bay shrimp salad, tuna salad. It would be fabulous. Yeah. And you can keep it in your fridge for up to a month.
Oh, very well. But after listening to all that, I feel like I need to lie down for a while. Why don't you pasteurize it the way you described and then just go with the immersion blender method? A lot simpler.
That's going to be my next science experiment.
And you can do it one-handed too, Nance. Well, I took pictures of my process. Did you?
Absolutely.
We'll have the mayo beauty shots and the Cook's Illustrated recipe that Nancy used and a link to Kenji's 2-minute speed blender mayo in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
The yolk's on us.
You had to say it. Leeson.
He's Dick.
Just say no to pumpkin spice miracle whip.
Stein.